Blog Talk.
And a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant Teen Radio Show. I'm Chris Muscle, your host, and thanks for listening. And a great big hello and welcome. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. Thanks for calling in today. It's a pleasure to be here today because I have a special guest that is going to be joining us in a moment. And if you've been listening to the show lately, you've probably caught some of the episodes where I've been profiling members of the cast of a new TV show on Animal Planet called Who Let the Dogs Out? And it's a program that I'm involved in to some degree and having all kinds of fun putting together the great things that are happening with that program. But really, it's about the dogs and the things that they're doing, as well as their human counterparts. And so today, I'm going to be welcoming one of the members of the cast. Eric Presnell will be with us in just a moment. And if you haven't seen the show yet, you can get more information about it. It airs Saturday mornings on Animal Planet. Go to the show website. It's wholetthedogsout.tv. The program, it's a half-hour show, Saturday mornings. It's light entertainment if you love pets, if you love people with pets, cool things that pets do, you've got to check out the show. So that's my little plug for the program. But let's get right to our guest because I think you're going to really enjoy hearing from Eric. And Eric, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So so many people, actually, I should tell you that I should pause for a moment and let our listeners know that I'm involved with the show on a couple levels, but one way is through the social media outreach. And I've got to tell you, Eric, you have already managed to accumulate some fans just in the 2 weeks that the show has been on the air. So I'm not sure how that makes you feel, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But you've
That's
got some
great.
People
That's
who
awesome.
Are tuning in today to hear you. So. I was giving a little bit of preview about you last week when I was talking with some other folks about the show, and you have a really interesting background because you're both a singer and an actor. You're somebody who's kind of multi-talented, and folks who don't know you, you've got a great bio. They can read more about you online, but why don't we start by you just telling everybody a little bit about your background because you have you have this knack. We have a great voice, and you have this great acting ability. Just tell our listeners how you got into acting, first of all.
Absolutely. Well, acting I kind of caught on through my family. They introduced me to the arts at a young age, around 9, 10 years old, and saw Phantom of the Opera actually in San Francisco. And from there, I was sold. Got into music through my father, who is a musician as well. And just led me down the arts path, and just thoroughly enjoyed it ever since.
So your background in acting, your ability to perform on camera is one thing, but I've got to ask you, in this role on Who Let the Dogs Out, you're Tillman's personal assistant. So the burning question here is, exactly what does one have to do in an interview to land that job of being Tillman's personal assistant?
Right, I'm sure people ask it all the time. You would think that getting water or preparing the food would go along the interview. In fact, that was not the case. It was very very personal about my pet history and how many pets I've had and how well I did. And in fact, the real interview was meeting Tillman and seeing if he liked me. And ended up skating with him for a little bit with Ron Davis over in where they live in Oxnard. And saw this great connection, and from there that was it.
Wow. So you had how long was it your first interview with Ron and Tillman? Was it just a couple hours or half a day or what?
Yeah, it was about an hour and a half, and it was mostly just getting to know both of them and just having time to skate. I got to see Tillman just go at it, you know, in a parking lot, and he was just having a good time and seemed to really like me there, and you know, ended up petting him a little bit and just, you know, really clicked. And so,
you just kind of clicked.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I've seen you, certainly, you know, this time past now, I've seen you perform on the Rose Parade and just hanging out with Tillman and stuff, and you guys definitely have a connection, which is great. For people who are listening who are really into pets, or people who are wondering about the show, how much of it is just kind of forced or real, I've got to say that watching you guys together, I mean, you guys just, you know, you love animals, so really it's very natural for you.
I do. Yeah, it's very, very easy, especially with Tillman. You know, he just wants to skate. He just wants to have fun. You know, he's one of those rare pets, I think, that just, you know, generally loves, you know, doing what he does. He doesn't really just care about anything in the world except his skateboard and his surfboard. And it's really cool. It's a nice joy to be a part of. And the whole team, I think, gets along great. And you know, when you bring other dogs into it, you know, that just even it's even a greater smile, you know.
Yeah. So all kidding aside, I mean, I started asking about your acting background, but you really are an inspiring musician. I've heard some of your music. You kind of have a passion for this. You seem to love to sing, but you also love to play guitar. Where did you get this passion for music?
Yeah, so I definitely got it from my father. He has been a great, great motivation for me. You know, he has his own band and does his own stuff, and just, I guess, kind of got, you know, input it into my brain at a young age, and have loved every second of it. It's been really cool to work with him, you know, a lot on some stuff. We're going to be going into the studio actually together, writing co-covering a song that he used to sing to me all the time in the bath. So it's going to be nice to do that with him finally.
Well, but I mean, you started, as I understand from your bio, you started like when you're 8 years old, kind of with an interest for the performing arts, isn't that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow, I mean, that's incredible at that age. So you kind of just had that. You took what, voice and dance lessons, or what did you do when you realized you had the interest?
I did. I did it all: voice, dance lessons, acting lessons, all from a young age. You know, our mother was actually pretty upset most of the nights because we'd have loud music to go until, you know, midnight or so, and it was just a very musical family. Both my brothers are very into music. Where I get my influences from, it's from both of them as well, and you know, I think we kept her up too many a nights, but she definitely is a big fan as well, so she can't complain.
So you one of your first gigs, I guess, was in Greece, isn't that right? When you're because musical theater is kind of, it sounds like, where you started from.
Yes, that is my forte. I actually had that first audition, and my mother kind of threw me into it, you know, saying give it a shot, and I ended up being cast as Danny in this children's production of Grease and Danny Zuko. And yeah, it was a great experience.
Well, and it's just a great show. I mean, Grease is just a legendary. And to have that role of Danny Zuko, wow. So
yeah.
Which do you enjoy more, acting or singing?
You know, I thoroughly enjoy both. You know, I think the ultimate job for me is one where I get to do both of them the same, which is, I think, why I fell into musical theater, you know, at such an early age. And I've been blessed, you know, have that ability to do that on the show as well, to influence my music as well with working with pets, and you know, it's something I definitely want to continue.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you are singing or working on your music, do you write your own music and lyrics, or do you collaborate with somebody?
I do. I focus on personal stuff as well, alongside collaborations. I'm always up for, you know, jamming with someone else, and another input is just great, and another style of music is always fun to hear. I definitely write all of my own lyrics. I'm very, very passionate about lyrics being very emotional and very personal, so I tend to write my own.
Wow, okay. And so I've got a little treat for our listeners today. So you've got there's an album you released back in just November, not too long ago.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Well, let's tell our listeners about that album. So you released that in November. Tell us a little bit about it.
I did. It was my first album. It took a long time to do. You know, it was one of those where I had a lot of songs from over the years, you know, about you know, love and, you know, first love and all that. And I released it this past November, and it was kind of something that I just needed to get out there. And And it's a 5-song EP, and it's available on iTunes at the moment. And it was a fun time, you know, something I definitely want to look into more.
In fact, I did download a copy. I bought a copy on iTunes today because I wanted to hear it myself. So where'd you get the theme for it, or the songs you wrote and everything? What is it centered around? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's most of the songs are centered around well love, mostly through an ex-girlfriend of mine. Most of the songs are about, and I actually wrote most of those songs in Paris, France. I was doing a show out there, and recorded half of it in Paris, France. So it was really cool to do that and to have that experience, you know, and to put that stuff down and just kind of, you know, get it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this might be a great time then. I want to treat our listeners to just a little clip of one of the songs, because I think it would be really great to hear your voice and for people to know kind of what you're up to. So let's take a listen to this. I think this one that you sent me is called Ocean Lullaby. Let's just take a listen.
Yeah.
And I will sing this song to the summer sky. Just breathe in these words from the ocean's tune, and let the wind pull them in and make this song for you.
Song Ocean Lullaby, Eric Presnell. Your album is available on iTunes, and wow, that's really, really. It's only a little clip of it, of course, but a really beautiful song.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I really enjoyed that. When I first heard it, I have to tell you, I paused. I played it a couple times, and I was sitting out by the pool, and I just relaxing, and I just kind of closed my eyes and. It really just kind of relaxed me. It was such a great melody. And so you did the guitar, all that guitar work yourself.
I did, yes.
Wow. Great stuff. You should be really proud of it.
You
should be really proud.
So
everybody has to run out and download a copy of that from iTunes, I think. So obviously, you're not only do you seem to enjoy it, but you're good at it, and that's really incredible gift that you have. You have... the chance to showcase a little bit of that on Who Let the Dogs Out, because you've had a few scenes where you're playing your guitar, and that's a great way for people to learn a little bit about you. Did you have to really ask to do that, or did they just kind of, did the producers say, hey, you know, let's try to work that in? How did that come to be?
You know, I don't really head anywhere without my guitar, and so when we are traveling on the bus, you know, I have the guitar alongside me, and the producers actually pulled me aside and said, hey, listen, you know, you want to, you know, feature some of your stuff, and I was like, I'm not going to lie, guys, when we're not shooting, I'm probably going to be playing my guitar, so go ahead and keep rolling, and it ended up being great, you know, they fit it in, and they, I think the most important thing is they enjoyed it, and they thought it, you know, went well with the show, which is so rewarding to be a part of, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. I mean, you're still early in your career, both singing and acting, but the fact of the matter is you are traveling on a rock star-type tour bus. I mean, even though you're kind of sharing it with several of the people and a couple dogs, it's got to be kind of cool to step when you get into some of these cities and step off this tour bus and you've got, you know, all the stuff you're checking out. Do you ever run into any groupies yet, or is it still has that not happened?
Any groupies? No, not. You know what? Not for the humans, but definitely we had a lot of dogs who really enjoy Tillman.
I'm sure you do. Great. Eric, I want to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to chat a little bit about some of the mission of the show, which is out there trying to find the most talented dog in America. So let's just pause for a moment, and we'll be right back after these words.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten.
And I'm Jimmy Van Patten. We want to tell you about our new Animal Planet show called Who Let the Dogs Out?
It's on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. Check your local listings for the West Coast. It's a fun show starring Tillman, the fastest skateboarding bulldog, and Norman, the scooter dog.
They travel to interesting places in search of the most talented pet in America to join our Natural Balance sports team. If you have a talented dog
or a cat, send your video to
WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv. That's WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv.
Your pet could be famous.
And we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and we're here talking with Eric Presnell from Who Let the Dogs Out. And it's great to have you back on the show again, Eric, so thanks for holding on.
Thanks for having me.
So for folks who aren't familiar yet with the show, one of the things that you guys are up to is you're out traveling the country trying to find the most talented dog in America. And it's kind of a crisscross trek nationwide. The first two episodes people saw all across the country so far, but there's really cool things happening because there's these auditions. These people who are turning out, trying to show that their dog can do cool things, and these are just families' pets. But you're involved as a judge. I mean, you're kind of one of the people who's there evaluating, looking at all these auditions. I'm not sure what that's like, but is that a tough role for you to play?
It's not so much a tough role as it is, you know, the ones who I feel like we're kind of being judged on the retrospect, because the dogs are extremely talented. You know, we get all kinds of, you know, very talented dogs, ones that, you know, really work well with their humans. And I feel like their owners are really, you know, really kind of hoping that we pick their dogs. So I feel like we're the ones on spot, you know, to make the judging a little bit more easier. And it's a fun time, you know. We've had some dogs who have been very shy around the table, other dogs who have been, you know, really, really bright and work great with their owners, and that's always really fun to see.
Well, yeah, because you've got some the wide range of pet types who are on the show, but who are auditioning for to be on the show, but you've also got an interesting group of human judges with you. So you've got Ron and Lexi and Karen and Jimmy Van Patten as well. So you're on this panel of judges who everyone comes from a different place, kind of in their background and what they know. But at the end of the day, someone's got to make these decisions. I mean, has somebody kind of emerged? If you think about Who Let the Dogs Out talent search, kind of like almost an American Idol evaluation,
right.
Has somebody kind of emerged as a Simon Cowell and someone more like the Paula Abdul when
right.
it comes to judging the dogs?
You know what? I would have to say Simon would probably be more of a Lexi. And I hope she doesn't get upset with me for saying that. But Lexi thoroughly enjoys her picks, and she sticks to them no matter what. So I can definitely see some Simon in her. Paula, I think, would be Karen, because Karen she really loves all animals and all dogs. So she definitely enjoys watching whoever comes up next. She's very excited.
Really? Well, I mean, Norman, the scooter dog, is one heck of a dog, so she does
oh, yes.
a very high standard that she's got, but somehow she's really an animal lover along the way, I guess. That's really
Absolutely.
Cool. So I want to get back to this notion of you being Tillman's personal assistant, because it's interesting, we've gotten a fair amount of people through social media who've given feedback to us how cool they think it is that Tillman has a personal assistant. And it's almost like a fantasy for people that, you know, wow, my dog is so cool. He could have a personal assistant. So it really resonates with pet lovers. People get it. I mean, that's one of the cool things about Who Let the Dogs Out is it's a fun show and it's a talent search, but it's also about people who love pets and the cool things that can happen if your pet were a star. So you're doing all these cool things with Tillman. You're hanging out with him. You're having fun. You're evaluating you're being a judge, evaluating pets who come in. But your role really is to make sure Tillman's happy and he's doing his thing. There's a lot of stuff I'm sure you're doing with Tillman, but I know one of the things I've seen you do quite a bit is just making sure he gets fed and has plenty of fresh water. You do some pretty cool things, like serving up dog food rolls to Tillman. I mean, just how many different ways can you serve that kind of stuff? You seem to be pretty talented, one of those teppanyaki chefs in a restaurant. It seems like you have all kinds of skills. So just what do you do with that stuff?
You can slice, you can chop, you can grate it over the natural balance kibble there. No, it's really, he's a bulldog. He loves it in his pieces. You know, I take a little bite, hand it over to him. He loves his kibble no matter what way you prepare it. So,
is Tillman a fussy eater?
No, not so much fussy. So much that he just wants it when he wants it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty. I guess it can be kind of demanding because you've got to be able to drop everything and take care of them. I mean, it's still a pretty cool gig, no matter how you slice it, Eric. I think it's a lot of fun. Although I have to say, on a more serious note, you have you do have some more, you know, pardon the pun, meaty type roles in the show coming up, and I know that people are going to really enjoy this segment that's coming up, where you had a chance to visit these search and rescue dogs at Squaw Valley. Isn't that right? Coming up soon?
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
That is amazing. I was blown away by the dailies when I saw that. What surprised you most about working with those search and rescue dogs?
You know, those avalanche dogs, and you'll see in episode 5, are just the most professional working dogs I think we have. And I think their demeanor just explains it all. They're always, always attentive. They go off on the hill by themselves, you know, up in the snow. It's their home, and it was really, really rewarding to be a part of that whole segment. And I'm pretty sure the shots will explain themselves.
Now, do the dogs have are they very serious? Do they have like a fun side to them? I mean, did you have that chance to interact with them on a couple different levels, or what?
They're very serious, very professional. However, when they get really excited when they know that they're going to work. And I think that's the coolest thing. That we shot some shots on the gondola as we were heading up to their post, and they just started barking and barking because they knew what they were going to be doing. You know, they're like, great, we get to work today, and they're just having so much fun. They're barking, howling next to each other, and frankly, it made filming a little bit hard to do, but I think that was a cool shot.
No doubt. It's, I mean, just to give a plug for that episode, because it's a few weeks away still, but if for our listeners, be sure to tune in to that episode of Who Let the Dogs Out. It's in, I think, 3 more weeks, but it is a really powerful episode in that it really kind of showcases or highlights what these dogs do. And I mean, I was really moved and touched by it on a lot of levels, but you, without giving too much of away from that episode, let's just kind of say you end up getting buried alive in the snow when you're out there and that experience. But you end up getting rescued, fortunately, by a search dog. What was that experience like, Eric?
I did. Well, you know, going into it, I had no knowledge that I was going to be buried. However, one of my favorite actors is Ryan Reynolds, and I recently just saw his role in Buried, and I was blown away. You know, he did a great job, and I couldn't even imagine, you know, being in that kind of environment. And when they said, you know, you will be buried alive and the dogs will rescue, I said, okay, you know, I'm going to trust these dogs that they do their part. And I was just, it was an amazing experience. You know, I was very shut off from the world being in that cave, and I couldn't hear anything. The producers, I definitely couldn't hear. and the dog found me, and I won't give too much away, but it was a really, really cool moment.
So, I mean, you get up and went to work that day. You knew you were going to be going to Squaw Valley, and you're going to do some cool stuff. And you're a great snowboarder, by the way. My compliments to you. But I mean,
oh, thank you.
Were you prepared for that kind of emotional strain? I mean, did you have any sense that day that you were going to have that to deal with that kind of stuff, or is it just a complete surprise to you?
It was, you know, it was a complete surprise. Going into lunch, my producer pulled me aside and said, okay, we have our shots coming up, and this is what's going on. And I said, okay, you got it, whatever you need from me. And had hopped up there, and we did the scene, and it was intense, but it was good. It was really, really good.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're going to take another really quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you more about some of the service dogs and things that you've had some interaction with. So let's just pause for 1 minute, and we'll be right back after these messages.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
My name is Sue Smith. I'm 38, and I work at a graphic design company. And the teenage me would tell you, I wouldn't be into drawing and art if it wasn't for big brothers, big sisters. My big sister showed me early on that I could do anything. And to the young me,
that meant a lot. My big sister's name is Sheila, and Sheila is the reason that this 8-year-old grows up to have an amazing job as a graphic designer.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
And we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and we are here talking with Eric Presnell from TV's Who Let the Dogs Out? Saturday mornings on Animal Planet. Eric, it's great to have you still here on the show. Thanks for hanging on. Right before
Thank
the
you.
Break, we were talking about these different kind of avalanche rescue dogs, and you were telling me how impressed you were with them, but I know from being involved in the show that you have had exposure to different kinds of dogs. I mean, things like guide dogs and military dogs. There's a few different episodes coming up that will highlight them. In fact, I think that this next Saturday's episode will have a little bit of a snippet on some really cool military dogs. So you've had this opportunity to see all kinds of service dogs on while filming Who Let the Dogs Out. What kind of similarities or differences have you observed between the various kinds of service dogs?
Well, we've seen very, very little differences. All of it is so similar in regards to how professional these dogs are. You know, they are at the right hand of their owner, you know, 110%, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are there doing their thing. And it's so rewarding to watch, I think, when you really get down to what they're actually doing. And much of that will be, you know, expressed in the show. It's just great to be a part of that. And to know that these dogs are helping out in the most beneficial way. I don't think people really actually realize, you know, how they're doing.
Really? Wow. Well, I know that our viewers are going to really enjoy these segments coming up about different kinds of service dogs, because dogs can be pets in our home. They can be working dogs. They can be herding dogs, all kinds of things, but these service dogs are really selfless. But I think what's really key is what you said earlier, is so many of them live to work. They get so excited, they get pumped when they have the opportunity to go out and do their job, and it's really just kind of in their blood, I think.
Absolutely.
Really cool. You know, we have a caller, so I wanted to stop and say hello to a caller we have here, because we do have a few minutes. So let's just go and say hello to our guest caller. Hey there, welcome to the Palm Springs Savant and Company.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great. Well, what's your name and where are you from, please?
My name is Alyssa Carter, and I'm calling from Northridge.
Great. Welcome. Do you have a question for Eric?
Yeah, I did. I was reading on the blog site that, you know, you're an actor, musician, and singer, and I was wondering if you have any music that might be featured on the show.
I do, actually. Yeah, it's going to be, it's actually, some of it is on iTunes under Anywhere in Here is my band name, and it's called Greetings from Chessie, and you can check that out.
That's awesome. And it's going to be on the show at all?
Yeah, actually, coming through episode 10, we're working on a final song for the to kind of wrap up the whole series. So hopefully that will go through and we will have it nailed down.
That's really cool. Very exciting.
Well, and if you heard the little clip I played earlier in the show, one of Eric's songs, I'll try to play it again if we have some time today. So do tune in. But you can go to iTunes and download the album. It's an extended play album, and you can check it out. It's a great deal. So I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
So, Eric, that's an interesting segue because I have, usually when I'm on the air, I get a series of either emails or some tweets. People tweet at me different things they want me to ask. But I want to take that call because it really segued into my next question is, that I mentioned at the top of the show that we've already been getting people emailing us, fan emails, who kind of trying to find out more about you. So you don't have to respond here. I'll just say that, you know, you've got that young Hollywood hunk look to you. You're fresh. You have a look, right? It's great that you have that look because you're very fortunate to have been blessed with good looks, but you've got talent as well. I mean, that really is you have more than just a face. So for us, it's kind of cool to see that you're starting to build a base of fans who see you as a new up and coming Hollywood heartthrob type. Does this make you blush or what?
Yeah, it's something very, very, very new to me. And as much as I appreciate what they're saying, I don't kind of feel that I'm a Hollywood hunk or anything. I'm just on a show that I love to do, and I absolutely adore all of my fans, and I have grown, some cool fan base in the past, some of my shows that I've done, and I'm very, very blessed, to be, to have that, chance to connect with those people. So, all I can say is thank you to that,
Well, you've kind of earned it. It might be a great moment to pause for a minute to, stop and tell some of the listeners about some of the other things you've done on stage, because with your musical theater background, you were involved with, it was like a tour of High School Musical, right?
It was. It was the Europe tour of High School Musical, and I played Troy Bolton, which was Zac Efron's character in the movie.
Wow. So those are pretty big shoes to fill from a character standpoint. But what was that whole experience like? So where in Europe did you go, and what was it like performing to worldwide audiences?
It was great. I think one of the best experiences of my life to that point. They flew me out to Paris, France, is where we were stationed, and we just were there, and we learned the show, and it was a mixture of all three shows put together. And it was phenomenal. Unfortunately for me, I study foreign language, especially French and a little bit of Spanish. So I got to really speak with the children there, which was my favorite part about the whole thing, is they would get really, really shy about the fact that I speak English and they didn't. And ended up chatting to most of them, post shows and stuff. And they really appreciated that, the fact that I can relate to them and have a conversation with them in their, native language. And it was great. It was a phenomenal experience to travel and to do what I love.
That's really cool. So you've had – and how long did that go for with High School Musical?
That was 9 months in Europe.
Oh, wow. So you were performing for 9 months solid. That's pretty cool.
Straight, yep. Yeah.
So what did you learn from that experience?
A lot. I think the thing that I learned the most was probably comfort, in the world and being out there. And I was kind of sheltered, as a kid. My mom didn't really let us travel very much, except throughout California, where we had our family down in Southern California mostly. So we hadn't really been anywhere. And left the States, just on that alone, and it really is just a great place to be, Europe itself and other places, and And I was very fortunate to have that experience, especially with the people who I worked with.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. That's pretty slick. So you've had these stage experiences before. You've done musical theater. What about some of the theater that's playing right now? I'm not sure if you've had, certainly with the show, you probably don't have a whole lot of time with your film schedule, but are there any great musicals or productions right now running that you really like or admire in particular?
I do. I am really, really anxious to see Green Day's American Idiots. There's a tour coming here, which I was actually up for. Unfortunately, I did not get it. They flew me to New York for the final callback, but it just wasn't there for that last part.
The timing wasn't right, I guess. It
wasn't right, you know.
It meant to happen.
Exactly, and if it was, then I wouldn't be on Who Let the Dogs Out. So it's a hidden blessing.
Cool.
And very excited to see that show, as well as I hear great things from Book of Mormon, which can't wait to go check out. And, there's a lot of good shows coming up.
I was just in New York and I saw Anything Goes, which was pretty good. I also saw How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. It was a revival with Daniel Radcliffe and John Larroquette, which was really incredible. It was a great show.
I hear they were both phenomenal in that.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So you've had, in Who Let the Dogs Out, you've been traveling on this bus with Tillman. You've been his personal assistant. But aside from all that, you've met some true legends in the world of sports, including, baseball legend Steve Garvey and Oral Hershiser. I mean, those guys have really just made their mark in the world of Major League Baseball. What's it like to work with those kind of guys?
Oh, it's phenomenal. They're both amazing people and extremely humble. Steve, I know Steve, you know, real well, and he's so willing to meet, you know, any fan and have a conversation with them, and he's just such a great guy, you know.
Yeah, really cool stuff. You're also, through the show, you're working with some other great actors. I mean, Jimmy Van Patten, Dick Van Patten, kind of legends. I mean, you're still youngish, but those guys have been around and done a lot of cool things on TV. Have you gotten any great tips, acting tips from them, or anything you've heard from them that kind of resonated?
Absolutely, and Dick and Jimmy are just the nicest gentlemen in the world, and they're nothing but humble thoughts and kind words to say, and they've just given me, you know, keep trekking, and you know, they say that, you know, with kindness, you know, you can go really, really far in this business. So that's what I try to put into every audition, every shot. So it's been really nice to work with them.
That's great. We're going to pause for a brief moment. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about some of the things you have coming up in your career outside of Who Let the Dogs Out. So let's just pause for a moment. We'll be right back after these words.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten.
And I'm Jimmy Van Patten. We want to tell you about our new Animal Planet show called Who Let the Dogs Out?
It's on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. Check your local listings for the West Coast. It's a fun show starring Tillman, the fastest skateboarding bulldog, and Norman, the scooter dog.
They travel to interesting places in search of the most talented pet in America to join our Natural Balance sports team. If you have a talented dog
or a cat, send your video to
WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv. That's WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv.
Your pet could be famous.
And I will sing this song to the summer sky. Just breathe in these words from the ocean's tune and let the wind play. song for you are on my mind. And as you stand out at our coast, I'm still missing you the most. And thanks go to these skies for your lullaby.
You're listening to Eric Bresnahl with Star of Who Let the Dogs Out. That's his song, Ocean Lullaby, from his recent album. You can download that on iTunes, and I highly recommend that. We're still talking with Eric, and again, glad to have you here on the show, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
So before the break, we were talking about all these great people who you've been working with and things you've seen and done and all that good stuff. But I know, aside from Who Let the Dogs Out, you have a couple of things going on as I've been talking to you. So why don't you tell our listeners some of the projects that you kind of have your eye toward in the future?
Yeah, there's a couple projects coming up. I'm in writing my second album, actually. It is called, it's a cover album. Called Introducing Friends, and that will be featured a lot of fellow artists, you know, who I've collaborated with on cover songs, and as well as some originals, and including my father. He will be featured on one of those songs, and that's set to come out probably around I think June or July, and very excited about that one.
Very cool, very cool. So you have, let's just give a plug to like how people can reach you. So you have a website, right? Why don't you tell folks what your website is?
I do. It is www.ericpresnahl.com.
And you have all kinds of great stuff on your website. You've got, aside from, information about you yourself, you've got some music information about your music and your acting career and so forth. So people can contact you from your website, I presume, if they want to?
Absolutely. There's a direct email contact in there, and feel free to drop a note, good or bad. And, all opinions are welcome.
Excellent. And again, if people want to download your album or they want to purchase it on iTunes, why don't you give us the information again about that?
Yeah, I am under the artist Anywhere and Here. That is Anywhere and Here. And the title of the album is Greetings from Chessie.
Excellent. Well, I really enjoyed hearing the music today. As I said, I bought that today, and I loved it. It was great. So I can't wait to hear your new album. Great
thank
stuff.
You.
So I'll have to have you back on the show when you're ready to pitch that, because I'm sure people will want to hear more from you. So, and I'm guessing, Eric, that as Who Let the Dogs Out is running through its full season, you'll continue to get more and more people following you because the show is great. It's a lot of fun, and you're doing a great job. I just wanted to compliment you. Your role as Tillman's assistant aside, you're great with the dogs, and you've got a great presence on the show. So good job.
Oh, thank you.
So for people who are watching Who Let the Dogs Out and trying to, or even if you haven't seen it and you're just kind of trying to get your arms around it, if you had to sum up the show just in one word, what would that be?
In one word? Probably adventure. It's definitely an adventurous show. The travel itself, I think speaks for the entirety of the kind of people that we confront, and it's cool. We got a whole lot of characters on the show.
Excellent, excellent. It is a great adventure. The show is traveling all across the country. Who Let the Dogs Out, Saturday mornings on Animal Planet, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central. You can check your local listings if you live on the West Coast, because it does vary. But, Eric, I just want to thank you for being on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And, again, if you want to learn more about Eric Bresnahl, go to ericbresnahl.com. And don't forget to go to iTunes, Anywhere in Here. Right? You got that right, Anywhere in Here?
Anywhere in Here, yep.
Yeah, Anywhere in Here. You can download that from iTunes. It's a great album. So, in the meantime, Eric, I want to wish you lots of luck with the show. And For people who really like a good adventure, be sure to watch episode 5. So you're going to have to hang in for a couple of weeks because episode 5 really is something else with that avalanche rescue piece. So can't wait to see and hear that on the air. Thanks so much, Eric, for calling in. It's great to have you
today.
Thank you. And good luck with the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. Have a great day.